Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted that you've joined us today. There's a lot of attention being put on the elections taking place in the United States this November, and last week we were talking about some of that. Unfortunately, most of the talk is very negative, and it's not based in the reality of what is unfolding on Earth at this time. Around the world, there are millions of light workers striving to co-create the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. And one of the facets involved in establishing the new Earth is divine government. This is the government of the I Am Presences of Humanity, by the I Am Presence of Humanity, for the I Am Presence of Humanity. Literally the family of humanity coming together, working toward the highest good for all concerned, with reverence for all life. So today, to help clear the misinformation, the disinformation, all of the heat, polarization, and negativity, we're going to expand the template for divine government and assist with the God victorious accomplishment of this phase of the divine plan, which we began last week. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're listening with thousands of light workers all over the world who are joining in consciousness, working on this process of divine government. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today, we're going to explore some of the information being given to humanity from on high. This information is revealing powerful opportunity that is being presented to humanity around the world. If eternal peace and God's infinite abundance, which are inseparable aspects of the unfolding divine plan, are going to manifest on Earth in alignment with the highest good and the divine plan, the governments and the individuals involved in governments around the world need divine intervention and a major shift of consciousness. With the elections taking place in the United States this year, we have an unprecedented opportunity for positive change. The beings of light in the realms of truth have said that because of the urgency of the hour and what is occurring on Earth at this time, these are really critical elections. And these elections are going to profoundly affect the world and what is happening around the world in relation to all of the governments of the planet, and how governments everywhere are responding to each other and the greatest need of the hour. That need is the establishment of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. The United States of America is destined to play a vital role in that phase of the divine plan, and it's our responsibility for those of us here to assist in this unfolding process. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before in the history of time. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings that we will be working with today is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope, instead of feeling fearful and overwhelmed, which many people do most of the time. With the sacred knowledge that is pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on Earth in unprecedented ways, and that all of us are on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to this program and join with me in consciousness, invoking the light of God on behalf of humanity in the establishment of divine government, know that I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true. Ask for guidance from your I Am presence, and you will know in your heart if the information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your part of the divine plan. We are all one, and I want to thank you for remembering that and remembering who you are and why you are here, and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to join your heart with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, feel yourself invoking from the deepest recesses of your heart the transfiguring divine love of our Father, Mother, God. As we breathe in and out deeply again, this sacred fire, the divine love from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, begins to expand through our heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now expanding the magnificent grid of divine love that has been created through each heart flame, flowing from heart flame to heart flame, through all humanity, belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether the person is in or out of embodiment. This grid of divine love that we have co-created spans the abyss from the lowest and most discordant frequencies of energy on this planet into the highest fifth-dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process, moving out of the darkness into the light. Now, as one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which this light will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth and the governments and all life evolving on this planet into the divine blueprint, the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember that the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So be here now. Sometimes when we talk about divine government, that just seems like an unachievable concept. But the reality is that it is a critical part of the unfolding divine plan. We are co-creating this reality, and you and I and the rest of humanity have the absolute ability to join with our creative faculties of thought and feeling to transmute the negativity, the old obsolete patterns that have been co-created by our human egos. That facet of our personality has been lifted into a higher school of learning where it is being transformed. And our I Am presence, our true God selves, are now integrating, filling the space within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies where our human egos used to abide. We have the ability to clear the etheric records and memories of the miscreations of our human egos so that our I Am presence can more easily create the patterns of perfection through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. So today, with all of the magnificent energy that's been building in momentum for the past several months on this planet, let's join together, invoking the light of God with the full power and might of our I Am presence. We are one with all life, so we're going to join in consciousness with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child. And we are going to invoke the entire company of heaven, the legions of light associated with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. These beings of light are entering the atmosphere of Earth now, from galaxies beyond galaxies and suns beyond suns, coming forth to join us in this magnificent activity of light. The violet flame is the perfect balance of the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God's light of divine will and power, and the crystalline pink radiance of our Mother God's light, the Holy Spirit, which reverberates with divine love and reverence for all life. When these two energies, the masculine and feminine polarities of God, are merged into perfect balance as they are within this sacred fire, a magnificent violet flame of God's infinite perfection is created. This light pulsates with the fifth dimensional frequencies of infinite perfection and far beyond, back into the very heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. This is the light that we are going to be invoking through our I Am Presence. The I Am Presence of each person is now standing in readiness and will absorb this light that we are invoking and utilize it through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of each person associated, the person associated with that I Am Presence, in perfect alignment with their divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. So let's join together now for this powerful invocation of the violet flame and this activity of light that will clear the way for divine government to manifest on this planet through the elections that will take place in November in the United States of America, all of the elections that are taking place in all of the governments at national, state, and local levels throughout the world. So today, our focus of attention is clearing the path for divine government for 2010. And we will do this through divine government invocations. I will state these invocations in the first person so that each of us will experience them personally and tangibly in our own lives, in alignment with our divine plans and the highest good for us and our families. But simultaneously, we are going to be invoking this light on behalf of all humanity and all of the governments throughout the world. So let's begin together. Begin by going within to the divinity of your heart. Feel yourself kneeling before the altar of divine love abiding within your heart flame. Let go of all of the lower human consciousness that has prevented you from reaching your highest divine potential. And know that as of now, your I Am Presence is integrating at an atomic cellular level through your four lower bodies in perfect alignment with your highest good and your divine plan. Now follow me through these visualizations and these invocations with the full power of your attention. I am breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically. I absorb every holy breath into the divinity of my heart flame. With every in-breath, I am cleansing the cells, molecules, atoms, and electrons of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. With every out-breath, I am expanding the breath of the Holy Spirit into the physical plane of Earth to bless all life. As I continue to focus my attention on my in-breath and out-breath, I am lifted into the full embrace of my mighty I Am presence. Within the radiance of this resplendent presence, I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God reality, my I Am presence. Within this higher level of divine consciousness, I know I am one with the divine heart and mind of God, and I am one with every man, woman, and child evolving on earth. Within the silence of humanity's unified heart flame, I now affirm with one voice, one breath, one consciousness of pure divine love, unified with all humanity. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. As a surrogate serving on behalf of all humanity, I have the ability now to expand the divinity within every person's heart flame. I now focus the full power of my attention on the immortal, victorious, threefold flame blazing in every person's heart. And I invoke their I Am presence to take command of this activity of light right here and right now. I now invoke the all-pervading light of the universe, the supreme source of all life, my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I kneel within my heart in recognition of this light of the cosmos, and I draw forth the flames representing the threefold activity of life, as exemplified by the Holy Trinity. This is the immortal, victorious threefold flame pulsating within every person's heart. I invoke the blue flame, which represents the divine power of my Father God. I invoke the pink flame, which represents the divine love of my Mother God. I invoke the yellow gold flame, which represents the divine wisdom of the sons and daughters of God, our mighty I Am presence. Beloved Father, Mother, God, come now and assert your rightful authority within me and within all humanity. Show us how to reverently and humbly express the perfectly balanced activity of love, wisdom, and power daily and hourly in our lives. O Supreme Light, I acknowledge you in all life, and I give gratitude to the glorious cosmic, galactic, and ascended beings as I invoke them and the great angelic host to amplify the energy which I am now releasing to assist with the fulfillment of the divine plan. May that light expand and expand as it travels throughout the universe, ever widening the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth in fulfillment of God's will. Beloved presence of God, the source of all that is, I love and adore you. I acknowledge you as the owner and giver of my life, my intelligence, my substance, my all. Seal me in the love, wisdom, and power of my own immortal, victorious threefold flame. Blaze your light in love before me and prepare the way that I may always walk the path of light. Guard and protect me. Guide and direct me. And give me the illumination of the truth that will set me free. Help me to be your divine love in action at all times and sustain your love through me to bless all life I contact everywhere. I dedicate this activity of light, this sacred and holy day, to the manifestation of divine government, a government of the I Am Presence of humanity, by the I Am Presence of humanity, for the I Am Presence of humanity, a government dedicated to the oneness of all life and to reverence of all life. I invoke the I Am Presence of every person that is now or ever will be associated with the governments of this planet. I ask every I Am Presence to direct, sustain, and expand the portion of the divine plan which is that soul's destiny into their conscious heart and mind. I now invoke the legions of light throughout infinity to direct their full gathered momentum of loving and illumined obedience to God's divine will. Blaze God's will into the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of all of the people who are associated with the governments of this planet. Expand it through every heart flame of those working at national, state, and local levels in every country of the world. Through the power and presence of my Father, Mother, God, I decree that divine government shall manifest now and forever, and that all of humanity will follow the will of God in fulfilling the divine plan for the establishment of divine government for this blessed planet and all her life. And so it is, beloved, I am. And now, through every heart flame, I call forth divine government. I am, I am, I am. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. I invoke the great beings of light throughout infinity who are associated with divine government to this planet. And I invoke the beloved ascended masters guarding the evolutions of Earth. Blessed ones, blaze the sacred fires of God's perfect will and divine illumination and enlightenment in, through, and around every person that is now or ever will be involved with the governments of Earth at national, state, and local levels. Blaze the sacred fires of God's will and divine illumination in, through, and around the electorate and the governmental officials of all nations. Let those voting for the offices and those running for offices tangibly experience the power, wisdom, and love nature of our Father, Mother, God flowing through their heart flame as they vote for and elect their governments and vote on all of the issues that will affect humanity and the planet that will lie before them in their prospective responsibilities. Seal this activity of light in the cosmic threefold flame anchored within all the hearts of humanity and expand this light daily and hourly 1,000 times 1,000-fold. As this activity of light is secured through every heart flame, the I Am Presence of every person on this planet, both in and out of embodiment, joins with the clarion refrain of the entire company of heaven, as we decree from the depths of our knowing, Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. Victory is ours in love governing this planet. And so it is, beloved, I am. For this activity of light and this incredible influx of divine intervention from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, we now send forth our gratitude to our Father, Mother God, for the divine intervention that has been granted, and for allowing the beings of light to come through the veil to meet us halfway, as they amplify our unified efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold in bringing forth the light of God and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Beloved Father, Mother God, from your glorious heart we came into being, and into your loving heart one day, when our service here on earth is through, we shall return. We thank you for the privilege of having life and of having a physical embodiment during this sacred time, when divine government and the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom are being established on earth. We thank you for the gifts of transmutation and for the wonderful, powerful, violet transmuting flame of God's infinite perfection. Thank you for sending forth this balanced gift from the very heart flame of your beings, so that all that is not of the light, which I, myself, or others have created, consciously or unconsciously, in, through, and around all life, blaze this light in, through, and around every particle of life, and transmute every electron that we have misqualified with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, both known and unknown, through all time frames and dimensions. Purify, purify, purify this returning light as it is lifted back into its original divine perfection. Beloved Father, Mother God, we thank you for sustaining through the legions of the ascension flame, the open door through which the sweet earth and all her life shall return home. To this end, we now individually and collectively offer our energies and our individual life streams as a holy grail through which the light of God will flow to fulfill the immaculate concept of the divine plan as we move forward into the light, ascending daily and hourly, moment by moment, into higher frequencies of God's infinite perfection. Assist us, beloved Father, Mother God, to harmonize our outer selves, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, so that our I Am presence can easily integrate and take full dominion. Through the grace of transfiguring divine love, invest us with the power to magnetize and radiate the presence of our divinity with every thought, word, action, or feeling we express from this moment forth. We accept this God victoriously accomplished through every heart flame. And so it is, beloved, I am. We now invoke Archangel Michael and the legions of power and protection. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved I Am presence within our hearts, and by the power of light's victory now made manifest on earth, we invoke Archangel Michael and the legions of power and protection that serve with him. Beloved ones, come forth now. We ask that you descend into Washington, D.C. and the surrounding suburban areas. with your swords of blue flame. Cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in a cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute this misqualified energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Beloved Archangel Michael, we ask that you now direct your legions of power and protection to expand this divine service into every state, city, town, and homestead in the United States of America. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in a cosmic circle of white lightning and lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace. Instantly transmute it with the full power of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Beloved Archangel Michael, we ask that you now expand this divine service and direct your legions of power and protection into every country, nation, city, province, town, and hamlet on earth. With your swords of blue flame, cut free, cut free, cut free every force that is not of the light. Encapsulate these energies in a cosmic circle of white lightning. Lift every electron of this negativity into the arms of divine grace and instantly transmute it with the full power of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into light. Beloved legions of light, in the full authority of God's will on earth, we command that every location where negativity was removed this sacred and holy day be now flooded with the patterns of perfection for divine government. Allow these new patterns to be secured within every heart flame, so that those electing governments, serving governments, or becoming part of the governments will be aligned with divine will, divine government, the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this planet, reverence for life, and the highest good for all concerned. We accept that the patterns of perfection for divine government shall be established on earth, now and forever, through every heart flame. Through the presence of God, I Am, we now ask for a special cosmic dispensation from our beloved Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity. Beloved ones, expand this activity of light that has been initiated this sacred and holy day by Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection. We ask for a special cosmic dispensation that will allow Washington, D.C., the United States of America, and every country on earth to be encapsulated in the fiery embrace of the flames of divine wisdom, transfiguring divine love, divine intelligence, divine will, purity, and illumination, until divine government is manifesting the infinite abundance of all life and eternal peace for every facet of life on this planet. These two aspects of God's divine qualities are inseparable and must be part of the initial reflexes and influxes of the new earth. We ask that all of the infinite patterns associated with divine government now be firmly established in every country of the world through every person, place, condition, and thing associated with the governments of the planet at national, state, and local levels, and through the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth belonging to or serving the planet at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. We make this invocation, this command, and this decree through the power of God, I am. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. We now invoke the Goddess of Liberty, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the north of this planet, and the Goddess of Divine Justice, who takes her strategic position at the eastern point of this planet, and the Goddess of Freedom, who takes her strategic position at the southern point of this planet, and the Goddess of Victory, who takes her strategic position at the cardinal point to the west of this planet. We also invoke the Silent Watcher for Washington, D.C., beloved Columbia, and the Silent Watchers for all of the countries and governments of this planet. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I am, and through the creative fire pulsating in every heart, we also invoke the mighty guardians and cosmic beings who dwell in the etheric complex over Washington, D.C. Blessed ones, come forth now and assist us with the most powerful cleansing activity humanity and the earth are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. As one unified heart, we now invoke the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Legions of light, blaze, blaze, blaze this sacred fire in through and around all of the inharmonious actions, all of the lower human consciousness, and all of the obstructions of the light that we or any part of life have ever placed into the pathway of life's perfection. Through the divine power of forgiveness and forgetfulness, transmute this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory, now and forever, with the full divine momentum of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Legions of light, blaze and sustain this violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns and the cosmic blue lightning of God's divine will, power, faith, and authority from the great, great silence. Blaze it in, through, and around, now and forever, the President of the United States of America and his cabinet. Blaze this power and light of 1,000 suns through the Senate and the House of Representatives for the United States of America, today and forever. Blaze the violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns through the Supreme Court and all courts of law and all legal procedures until divine justice is manifest. Sustain it today and forever. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the United Nations and all of its members today and forever. And blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all world leaders and those associated with the governments of Earth at national, state, and local levels. through the supreme, eternal mercy and compassion of the cosmic I Am, all that is, we accept that the divine fiat, that the golden essence of illumination, wisdom, understanding, enlightenment, and truth will now rule, guide, and protect all humanity. We accept and know through these invocations and this expansion of light from the very heart of God that God's will for the United States of America shall manifest and America's divine plan will be fulfilled. And through her, the nations of the world will know the will of God for every government and the world. Each government will guide and direct the people within those governments through the highest good of all concerned, in alignment with the divine potential of each person's I Am presence. Divine government will be the order of the new day on earth, and humanity will revel in our uniqueness, our diversity, our differences, working together, celebrating and expanding our individual expressions of life as the family of humanity. We so decree it and accept it done through the power of God, I Am. Now we join together as one collective heart, invoking God's divine will. I am the individualized presence of God, and the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child in the United States of America and in the world. And as one collective voice, I am invoking the mighty Elohim, the archangels, the ascended and cosmic beings associated with divine government to this sweet earth. Blessed ones, come forth now. Blaze the most intensified activity of God's will and protection that the earth and humanity are capable of receiving during this cosmic moment. Blaze this light in through and around every particle of life on earth. On behalf of all humanity, I am the open door for this holy light, and I am within everyone, commanding that God's will now be done through everyone. I am the open door for this holy light, and I am within everyone, commanding that God's will now be done through everyone. I am the open door for this holy light, and I am the I Am presence within everyone, commanding God's will now be done through everyone. And so it is. I am the cosmic blue lightning of God's will, now dissolving all opposition to the acceptance and the manifestation of God's will. I am the cosmic blue lightning of God's will, now dissolving all opposition to the acceptance and manifestation of God's will. I am the cosmic blue lightning of God's will, now dissolving all opposition to the acceptance and manifestation of God's will. God's will as a way of life and service is now being established for every elected official, every appointee, and every employee in the federal government, the state government, and the local governments in the United States of America and around the world, now and forever. God's will is now a way of life and service for every elected official, every appointee, and every employee in the federal government, the state governments, and the local governments in the United States of America and throughout the world, now and forever. God's will is a way of life and service for every elected official, every appointee, and every employee in the federal government, the state governments, and the local governments of the United States of America and throughout the world, now and forever. And so it is. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the acceptance, I am the restoration, and I am the divine manifestation of God's will as a way of life for every elected official, every appointee, and every employee throughout the governments of the world. And I establish this now and forever. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the acceptance, and I am the restoration. And I am the divine manifestation of God's will as a way of life and service for every government of the world, now and forever. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the acceptance, and I am the restoration and the divine manifestation of God's will as a way of life and service for every government on the planet and around the world, now and forever. And so it is. Beloved Presence of God, I am within me and within all humanity. Beloved Ascended Masters, mighty cosmic beings, legions of light throughout infinity, and the great cosmic momentum of God's will for all life evolving on this planet, come into action now and blaze the full gathered momentum of God's will and divine plan for every man, woman, and child on this planet through the hearts and minds of every soul. Manifest now, manifest now, manifest now. In, through, and around the full divine essence of every person's heart flame. Blaze God's will in, through, and around the four lower vehicles of every individualization of God evolving here. Blaze the power of God's will directly into all which opposes the dignity of womanhood, of manhood, or the family of humanity in any way. Transmute and dissolve forever the cause, core, effect, record, and memory, the tendencies of all behavior that do not reflect God's will, our oneness, and the reverence for all life. Replace every destructive behavior pattern with majestic goodness, God honor, God reverence, and God respect. For the divinity within every child of God, until the full manifest expression of the I Am presence within each person is a tangible reality. Great Ascended Host of Light, we thank you for the fulfillment of this divine fiat, which we decree in the sacred name of God, I Am. Now we expand the work of the great beings of divine government and beloved ascended masters guarding the evolution of this planet. Blessed ones, blaze the sacred fire of illumination, wisdom, understanding, abundance, and eternal peace in, through, and around every person associated with the governments of this planet at national, state, and local level. Whether it is the people that will be voting and electing the governments, or whether it is those running for office, or whether it is those already in office. Let each one feel the power and the love nature of our Father, Mother, God flowing through their heart flame. as we expand the essence of the angel of restoration in, through, and around every particle of life on this planet. The angel of restoration is here now to restore this planet to the immaculate concept of our highest divine potential through the patterns of perfection of the new earth. Mighty angel of restoration, in grateful humility, we acknowledge your presence in the universe and the tremendous service you are rendering to the planet Earth and her evolutions. We thank you for sustaining the canopy of light over Washington, D.C., and we now offer you our energy and the good of our causal bodies to help you expand and sustain this canopy of light over all of the countries of the world and every government associated with those countries. We ask that you seal all governments on the planet within a constant outpouring of the crystal flame of restoration until all life is purified, restored, and manifesting God's plan for divine government on earth. We consecrate and dedicate our vehicles to be the open door through which the purifying process of the sacred fire will flow to restore all life into divine perfection. We consecrate and dedicate our vehicles to be the open door through which this purifying process of the sacred fire will continually flow to restore all life on this planet to divine perfection. We accept that this activity of light will be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life belonging to or serving the earth at this time is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved I am. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and beloved legions of light throughout infinity, who have come to assist us during this sacred week to fulfill our part of this glorious divine plan. We love you, and we are eternally grateful for your presence in the universe. Blessed flames, the divine substance of the cosmic I Am, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, all that is, our Father, Mother, God. We thank you for your obedient service to the children of Earth. Clothed in the gratitude from our hearts, expand now within our heart flame. Perpetually lift each soul into the embrace of their solar Christ presence, and permanently unite every person with the divine heart and mind of God. Allow each one to be the physical manifestation of divine government right here and right now as we expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Beloved ones, we realize the oneness of all life, and in deep humility, we bow before the light of the cosmos as we all serve as pulsations of light in the body of the Supreme Source, I Am. And so it is, beloved, I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room. I become aware of my physical body, and I gently focus on moving my fingers and toes as I integrate back into my earthly bodies. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated by my I Am presence as this aspect of my divinity further integrates into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for joining with me today and for expanding this light to clear the way for the manifestation of the patterns of perfection for divine government, which will be a tangible presence as we move into the frequencies of the new earth. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America, and we have free webinars on our website to help you understand the information that's being given to by the Company of Heaven. We have a weekly online radio program, which you are tuning in with us now, and we offer a free monthly email newsletter that you can sign up for on our website. Our website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. Join with me again next week as we expand our chalice of light, adding to the light of the world. Create a wonderful week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.